And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Muggs. Hamilton, the smash hit Broadway show, is now a film, and it premieres Friday on Disney Plus. Some of the voices behind WVXU's Democracy and Z podcast are here to talk about that and their show. Seth Coppins and Rashad Rice are sophomores at the School for the Creative and Performing Arts, and they join us on the phone. Rashad, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Our pleasure to have you, Rashad, and I believe we have Seth now. Hi, Seth.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And also on the line is Cincinnati Public Radio Educational Outreach Coordinator Julie Coppins. Julie, thank you for sticking around with us, too.
Hey, Michael.
We'll look forward to seeing you in the office sometime again soon, I hope. Okay.
Oh, that'll be good.
Wouldn't that be fun? Okay, so I was listening to Weekend Edition on Sunday, and I heard a confession from Lulu Garcia Navarro as she was interviewing Lin-Manuel Miranda. She said she's never seen Hamilton, which gave me the courage to also confess that I have never seen Hamilton. So, Rashad, starting with you, I know that this is a big deal for you young people, and you're talking about it on this episode of Democracy and Z. Why does Hamilton resonate so much with your generation?
Well, I will start by saying that I, too, have never seen it before.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. I've listened to a few songs from the soundtrack, and I've kind of have some base knowledge on what it's about. But I think it resonates so well with our generation is because it takes something that we think about sitting in a classroom learning, like history, and it's sometimes very boring. But it takes that and makes it fun. It incorporates rap and dance and theater, and I think that's a big part of why our generation enjoys the musical, and it resonates so well with a lot of people.
Seth, share your perspective on the show.
Yeah, well, it's definitely unique. It stands out in the musical theater community, and that's a big reason why people love it so much, because of how it takes from hip-hop and how it celebrates hip-hop, and hip-hop is also a really popular genre of music in our generation, so I feel like that's the reason why people like Hamilton, is because it has hip-hop.
Well, tell me, Seth, have you seen the show?
Yes, I have.
Okay, and has your perspective on it changed over time?
Yeah, I mean, it has changed over time as I've matured and learned more about history. And it's kind of made me think more about the things that Hamilton leaves out.
Well, give us an example.
Well, it also kind of leaves out how Alexander Hamilton wasn't really an abolitionist. Like, there are documents that show that he rented enslaved people, and I feel like that the show kind of leaves that part out and paints him as more of an abolitionist when he very clearly wasn't.
And that's a conversation that we're having across the country now as we reflect on our founders and discuss their roles and setting an example that is never really gotten over in this country, this example of racism that we still linger with more than two centuries later. Let me bring in Julie Coppins, Cincinnati Public Radio Educational Outreach Coordinator. You hear these voices of these young people. Talk a little bit about the podcast that they're putting on.
Right. Well, Democracy and Z, the podcast, is one part of the educational outreach program Democracy and Me that we do here at WVXU with support from the Charles H. Gator Foundation. I need to give them a shout out because thanks to them, we're able to do a lot that supports educators and students on issues like media literacy and voter education and getting kids into civics. A lot of those kids they're already there. They're out there, like you said. They're marching. They are an activated generation right now. So the podcast, since we started it this winter, has been an outlet for these young people to share their perspectives and to organize and to get their voices heard by a community that doesn't always pay attention. And we're also teaching them like some technical skills. Seth, who happens to be my son, I should mention that, because of the pandemic and we can't use the studio to do the recordings right now. I'm running this from our house, our condo, and so Seth did the moderation and recording of the Hamilton conversation that we had. So we have theme music and art, all created by young people. The podcast, the topics that we cover are very much driven by young people. We work with the group over at Elements to get students involved and hear what they want to talk about. And that's very much what Democracy in Me is for. But I hope it's, you know, I hope teenagers, I know teenagers are listening, but I hope grown-ups too, because it's a real eye-opener. These are smart kids. They're thinking deeply about a lot of things, even their favorite musical.
And we're joined, of course, by two sophomores at the School for the Creative and Performing Arts, Seth Coppins and Rashad Rice. They're just two of five participants in this podcast,
right.
I understand.
Five on the podcast, plus a narrator, yep.
Okay, so we have Abigail, is it Dench?
Mm-hmm.
From the School for Creative and Performing Arts, Jordan Shaw, also from SCPA, Jonah Sorcher from Indian Hill High School, and mm-hmm. Kalani Childress, who is mm-hmm. from the Cincinnati School for Creative and Performing Arts as well. So, Rashad, I understand that you're a dance major at SCPA,
yes.
So you must have a particular interest in mm-hmm. musical interpretation of stories.
Yes.
Well, tell us what might be next for you. I know you're only a sophomore, but what are your goals?
Well, with SCPA, I was in the dance ensemble. I started in sixth grade, and this year I decided to take a different route and join musical theater. So this following year, I will be in the musical theater program at my school. As for outside of SCPA, I work with Revolution Dance. The founder is David Choate, and we had a residency at the Aronoff. But because of the COVID-19, it kind of stopped all of our performances. So what we did was we got together probably about a month ago to start filming some scenes just to create a social media presence. So we still turned our performances into a documentary. And our most recent documentary was Shouts, and that was just released on Monday. So after that, I've been dancing with him. I've still been keeping up with my training. But none of us really know what the status is on the COVID-19, so I don't know when I'll be able to perform on a stage for an audience again, which is kind of a bummer. But
yeah, we're all wondering the answer to that question. And Seth, I've got about 30 seconds for you. Are you maybe thinking about a career in broadcasting?
Possibly. I'm actually building up a platform called Transprogression that centers transgender voices. And I've definitely thought about making a podcast for it. And that's definitely something that I'm interested in. Because I love getting my voice out there and expressing myself. And I feel like broadcasting is a great platform to do that.
And Julie Coppins is the Cincinnati Public Radio Educational Outreach Coordinator. Julie, people are hearing this interview, hearing these smart, bright kids, and I'm sure they want to tune in to get their perspective on Hamilton and this podcast that's going to be available. How will people find the Democracy and Z podcast?
Yes. So you can go to our democracyandme.org website, and it's on there. The new episode just got posted today, so you can listen to it now. It's about half an hour long. It is awesome. You can also find it later today on the WVXU app, on NPR One, Google Play, Spotify, whatever platform you like. You can subscribe. Democracy and Z is the name of the podcast. We also have a YouTube channel, Democracy and Z, so I encourage people to check that out. A lot of really cool clips on there, and we often do video versions of the podcast that are a lot of fun because they have some different visual elements. So, yeah, I really encourage people to check it out.
All right. Well, we also got a link at the WVXU.org Cincinnati Edition tab, if that is helpful to you at all. Folks, don't take the millennials' jobs yet. We're just getting comfortable in our positions, so we'll give you a little
they
bit of space.
They are coming for you, Michael.
My thanks to Seth Coppins, Rashad Rice, and Julie Coppins for being with us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Archives online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.